This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, August 24th. God's word to you today is habitation. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 27, verse 4, from the Passion Translation, and it says, "The one thing I seek above all else, I want the privilege of living with him every moment in this house, finding the sweet loveliness of his face, filled with awe, delighting in his glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to him that he takes pleasure in my every prayer. I see myself as God's boy. God's sheep and freedom for the sheep does not mean running away from the shepherd. In fact, the sheep is only free when it is with the shepherd. We learned yesterday that one of the major keys to walking in freedom is the presence of the Spirit of Christ. The sheep that is out of the covering of the shepherd may seem free from the pack, but it is food for the foxes. In God's presence, the freedom is unbelievable. So to think that we need to escape his presence to find freedom is a big fat lie. A lie the enemy would want you to believe so that you can be isolated and then he can pounce on you. But you will not buy into that lie in Jesus' name. It is important that every sheep knows that it is in his presence that there is freedom. Some people have suffered painful losses in the very early stage of conception. God's word to you today is no more miscarriage and abortion. As you make his presence priority, you will carry every seed to full term in Jesus' name. You know this song, "As the Deer Pants for the Water Brooks"? There is a huge lesson in this song for us. The people from the Middle East tell us that the deer gives out a scent. Predators pick up that scent from miles away, track down the deer and kill it. So the deer searches for the water brook, not just to satisfy its thirst, but for safety. Safety? Yes. When the deer jumps into the water brook, the water takes over and masks the scent of the deer, and so the predators are unable to track the deer. When you are in God's presence, the predators cannot find you. They can sniff all they want, but they will not locate you because you are tucked into the rock, far away from oppression, far away from manipulation, and far away from every predator. It is God's presence that distinguishes us. Moses had to choose between going into the promised land with God's angel and all the goodies that God had promised, but without God, or to stay with God. The question to you is, what do you do when the promises of God are sure, but the presence of God is unsure? What do you do when God says you can take the job, but he's not going with you? What do you do when God says you can have the promotion you have been killing yourself to have, but he's not going with you? What do you do when God says go ahead with that marriage you are too desperate for, but he's not going with you? Guess what Moses chose? He said, "If your presence will not go with us, we do not want to go." I pray that you will prioritize God's presence over God's present. I pray that you will prioritize his presence over his promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You alone art my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us, kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.